Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. From far and wide in Northumberland County, hundreds of people flocked to the Alderville First Nation today to mark National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The parade of people wearing Ordon shirts walked along County Road 45 to reflect and learn about how the residential school system harmed the Alderville First Nation. Chief Tainar Simpson says reconciliation is an ongoing process.
To me, reconciliation means that there's still work to be done. We need to reconcile the fraught history that we have between our peoples. We need to reconcile the damages that have been caused by the colonial assimilationist policies, the Indian Act, the residential school system, the 60s scoop, and it still continues today. This is why we celebrate our honor and respect National Day for Truth and Reconciliation every year, because we still have so much further to go on this path, and we need to stand with our allies. We need the support of the entire nation of Canada to get behind this and to try to make that difference for us, because until we have our rights respected, until we have the history corrected to the point where we feel like we are true partners once more in this nation, we need to keep that reconciliation happening.
So it's been 10 years since the TRC released its final report with 94 calls to action. How have you seen reconciliation advance in that time?
Well, I think we've been seeing duty to consult has been a major legislative breakthrough for us, having our rights recognized on our territories. We're seeing it in land acknowledgements, but there's more than just acknowledgement. We need action behind those words. But you get more and more people talking about these issues. When I first started in residential schools research work for getting justice for the survivors, when I spoke to people, they had no idea what residential schools were. They didn't understand my job. They didn't understand what I was doing. So to come from there to now, where generally people understand what has happened in these schools, it means so much to me to see how far we've come.
Now speak to the difference that you've noticed between the residential school and that fight for recognition and day schools. Was it difficult to get the day school recognition?
Yes, it was. So right off the hop, the federal government refused to acknowledge day schools. There was lots of Indian residential school type buildings, schools that they also refused to recognize. But that just ended up backfiring because it made the eventual Indian Day School class action lawsuit that much greater. And I think that they keep always trying to deny the atrocities until we force it on them, until we make them acknowledge and respect what has been done. So this is more reconciliation in action.
Now, close to 300 people, maybe more, showed up to this walk, a lot of non-Indigenous people. What's that tell you about reconciliation in Northumberland County?
It means that reconciliation is alive and well. To see so many of our allies come out in support of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, it warms our hearts to see everyone still here after the closing drum's been done. Like, people are still here waiting to see if there's anything more, asking more questions. So I want to say thank you very much to the county for coming out, for supporting us. We really do live in a truly great county of Northumberland.
So have you seen increased economic partnerships or just partnerships in general with non-Indigenous entities following the TRC report?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of economic partnerships. We're seeing a lot of proponents reaching out to us wanting to partner so that they can economically benefit on our territory, but so we can also economically benefit on our territory. And the alliances go beyond just economic. There's a lot of associations. We have a good working relationship with the Baxter Creek Watershed Alliance. We have a good working relationship with all of the county towns and municipalities. So we are just going out, we're making friends. We want to do this in a good way, the Bimadjawin way. So this is really just truly inspiring to see this happening today.
Now, during the walk, during your interpretation, you spoke about the Indian Act and how Alderville was part of that. What are your thoughts on self-government?
Well, self-government was a buzzword in the late 80s and 1990s, but it was never properly defined. There was never any systems put in place to make self-government a reality. So what we ended up seeing was more self-determination. And then the government responded by a process of devolution, where they would take these service agreements and have the First Nations run them themselves. So we've seen baby incremental steps, but true self-government can't happen as as long as First Nations are still wards of the state under the Indian Act that still controls our life today.
So how are you? Would you be in favor of exploring self-government or dismantling, or either dismantling the Indian Act? What avenue would you be more apt to go down?
Well, absolutely dismantling the Indian Act, but that's not enough. You need to have the treaties honored and recognized. These were nation-to-nation agreements that we signed. We are still our nation. We recognize our nation. We never gave up our sovereignty over our lands. It's just we had a colonial system that didn't honor the treaties, and they put us in the basement of the house. So this is where we are today. We're still working our way out. We're still fighting for our rights. Days like this, it make me feel very happy to know that we have support from not just First Nations, but from lots of people supporting our end goal.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.